Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we're talking about how cities and towns are preparing for rising waters. Right here in Rhode Island, the town of Warren is developing a plan to relocate residents who live in an area that's prone to flooding. But Warren isn't the only place that's threatened by rising sea levels. In order to get some perspective, we looked at other communities that are grappling with the same issue. We had Yannick Schaller and Emily Tom from our Possibly team look into this.
What's up?
Hey.
So, we already talked about Warren in another episode. What are other coastal cities doing in the face of rising sea levels?
Well, I took a look at what's going on in Norfolk, Virginia, a city located right on the Chesapeake Bay, so residents are very connected to the sea.
We have a long history of living with the consequences of shoreline change.
That's Mary Carson Stiff. She's the deputy director of a nonprofit called Wetlands Watch, an organization that is working to help Norfolk adapt to ongoing sea level rise.
Norfolk is experiencing some of the fastest sea level rise on the East Coast, and people in this community are already dealing with the effects of increased flooding.
Commuters experience regular road closures, and public schools sometimes have to adjust their schedules to cope with the tides that rise higher than they used to.
Instead of snow days, we experience flood days. Schools actually close when a flood event is actually happening.
Wow. Is Norfolk considering a relocation plan to help the community adapt like they did in Warren?
They are, but they put their own spin on the relocation plan. In 2018, the city of Norfolk updated their zoning laws to make sure that any future development would help the city become more resilient to climate change.
Before construction can start on a new building, the project has to earn enough points for incorporating resilience and sustainability into its design. They can do that in three categories: risk reduction, stormwater management, and energy resilience.
That sounds great for responding to climate change, but what about the areas of town that are just going to be underwater?
That's where Norfolk is being particularly creative.
One way developers can earn a lot of points for a new project in a low flood risk area is to put the land they own in a high flood risk area into a conservation land trust.
So they give up that land, but in doing so, it makes it a lot easier for them to build in low risk zones.
Wait, so the city is encouraging people to develop property further away from the coastline?
That's right. The city is rewarding folks for giving up coastal properties by making it easier for them to build in areas of the city that are less threatened by sea level rise.
And has this been successful?
We're not quite sure yet. They're still waiting for the first property to go through this transfer. Like many new programs designed to deal with climate change, changing how and where we build is a long and complicated process.
Sounds like we'll need an update when they make that happen. Are the residents on board with these changes?
The planning team for the new ordinances has worked with community members to design this process and, as a result, has not encountered any major opposition.
Mary Carson says it's important to move cautiously because with projects like this, cities can run the risk of overstepping their bounds.
There's a big trend in this work to follow the same pattern of we're the government and we're here to help. That doesn't work in this context. The issues that are being discussed and the solutions being proposed are far too emotional and sensitive.
Norfolk and Wetlands Watch are trying to pay attention to the voices of the people who are most affected by sea level rise.
The important thing to remember is that there is no one answer to this problem, and different communities will choose different solutions.
Got it. Thank you, Yannick and Emily. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of The Publics Radio, Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, and Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative.